Well, all right, I feel better. I vented my spleen about, you know, getting preempted off of TV. It used to bug me. Remember when we were teenagers and we'd watch TV? You'd be watching The Man from U.N.C.L.E., you know, and then they'd interrupt it for some talk about the moon shot. Yeah, you remember that? You'd be watching Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, and all of a sudden, bingo, there'd be, "We interrupt this for a special report from Apollo Control." That was like that last night. Really bummed me out. And the police took so long. I mean, that maggot took the Washington Monument over 20 minutes after 9 in the morning. And it wasn't until midnight that they declared the situation completely resolved. Now, if I had been in charge, if I had, it's time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become... O'clock in the morning. You're working with the park police. You're strolling the monument grounds, looking at all the maggoty tourists, wondering to yourself, geez, I wonder how much film gets snapped around here every day. There must be $10,000 worth of 35mm film snapped with all these Nikons around here, when suddenly somebody pulls at your sleeve and says, Officer, in that van that I have just now illegally parked next to the monument, I have 1,000 pounds of explosives. I want immediate TV coverage, or I'll push the button on this plunger and blow the monument to smithereens. You look at this maggot wearing his crash helmet and his jumpsuit, and you say, "All right, buddy, blow it. You ain't getting no TV coverage or nothing. Push the plunger." He says, "Officer, don't toy with me." "Push it, buddy. You got the explosives. Tell you what, hold my hand. We'll go to heaven together, huh? Come on, push it. You don't have the guts, you stupid."
Meanwhile, one of your partner officers see you yelling at this guy and says, Wait a minute. Hang on a second. That guy may be serious. He says, "Serious, Adam. If he was serious, he'd have blown it up by now. Let me tell you something, buddy. You're under arrest." He says, No, stand back. And your partner radios for help, and sure enough, they call out the SWAT team and the mayor and the president, and everybody makes such a big deal out of it. You say, "You people are crazy." "Oh, no, I don't believe it. You actually got helicopters coming in. You're playing into this guy's hand. You're giving him what he wants."
Sure enough, they set up a whole area around them, and they evacuate the buildings, and you're ready to puke your guts out. You can't believe it. You just want to pull out your service revolver and let them hold a couple of lead love notes, but nah. Everybody wants to make a big deal out of it. Plus, on top of that, there's about 3 tourists trapped up on top of the monument. You figure, what the hell? Even if it blows, it's only tourists that are going to get smothered. I can't believe we're spending all this overtime money here. I just can't believe it. And sure enough, the guy gets back in the van, and after 10 hours, decides he's going to make a break for it. Well, at long last, you get to pull out that Uzi. And smoke on! The van tips over. You go walking up inside and you say, "Hey, he's dead. Here's the plunger." They say, "No, put the plunger down." You say, "Oh, come on. He was full of crap all the while. Watch this." "Oh, my God!" Your sergeant comes up to you and says, "You're in trouble now." You say, "Sarge, does this mean I'll be working Christmas Eve again this year?" He says, "Shut your face."
Now that's how a man would have handled the situation. I'm ready.